Blog Talk Radio.
Ignite your life with passion and purpose. Your health, your wealth, your happiness. Make it good. This is Modern Love with Dr. Brenda Wade.
A big thank you to Rainbow Grocery, our favorite grocery store here in the San Francisco Bay Area, for being our sponsor. Because a healthy body is a sexy body.
And oh, modern lovers, what is sexier than success? Manifesting the success that you desire. And believe it or not, your body and your health is the cornerstone of real success, because what good is success if you're not a healthy, sexy being? So I want to tell you just a little bit about today's guest. We have Deborah Stewart, who's our guest, who for over 19 years has been actively engaged in research and development in the field of energy medicine. Yes, there is such a thing as energy medicine, and you need to know all about it. Because if you don't know about it, you're missing out on something that could make a huge difference in your health and well-being, body, emotions, mind, and yes, that thing we call spirit. She draws on the ancient wisdom of sacred geometry. You need to know about that too. And she created over 300 custom energies that are designed using sacred geometry. But first, speaking of energy, we have the highest frequency light and energy coming your way on Saturday, June the 15th, because we are doing the first ever training on breaking free of invisible wounds and celebrating your light. Invisible wounds are those traumas, those glitches that we all went through, some in the womb, some could be even other lifetimes, but most of them happened in our childhoods, and it changes our brain. It changes our DNA. We transmit trauma and invisible wounds through the DNA itself. If you don't believe me, look up the latest science on epigenetics. We can see generation after generation with identifiable changes in the DNA, and invisible wounds can be healed. And in order to do it, we've got to ramp up our light. So that's why we have our magnificent guest who will be Skyping in live, none other than Danyon Brinkley, who will be with us for this particular training. And those of you who don't know Danyon, he wrote the best-selling book Saved by the Light, another bestseller At Peace in the Light, many other books. And Danyon is the person you've seen on Oprah, Super Soul Sunday, who was struck by lightning and was medically dead for almost 30 minutes. His heart was damaged, and when he came back, he had had a direct experience of what it's like on the other side, and he changed his entire life from being what he told me himself was being a badass, a bad person, being a tough guy. He came out of the Marine Corps, and he's devoted the rest of his life to helping people who are standing at that precipice between this world and the next by being a hospice trainer, hospice volunteer trainer, and helping more than 2,500 veterans, because he specializes in helping veterans because he's a veteran. You've got to hear what he has to say about celebrating our lives, celebrating our light by understanding the purpose of our life and what happens on the other side. You're also going to learn five powerful ways to activate your light right now. So join us. Run, don't walk. Get your ticket on Eventbrite. Bring a guest and change your life in ways you couldn't imagine you could have changed it. Also, if you live on the San Francisco Peninsula. Join me this coming Sunday, June 16th, at the Unity Church in Palo Alto, Unity Center, Palo Alto, for their Sunday service with Reverend John Riley. I'll be speaking, and immediately after, I'll present a workshop on quantum love and the five steps to achieving what you really want in your relationships. This is a free seminar. For more information and to register, go to eventbrite.com. Eventbrite is our friend. All right, quickly, here's our Ask Dr. Brenda question. Dear Dr. Brenda, I recently encountered a shocking revelation from my boyfriend of many years. He announced he's in a relationship with a man. This was devastating news, and when I confronted him, his only reply was that this would not change his feeling of love for me. He mentioned that in time I would adjust to this new relationship. I love my partner, but I feel this may be more than I can handle feeling lost. Look, lost, it doesn't matter who your partner is in love with, whether it's a man or a woman or a binary person, someone with fluid sexual identity. What matters is what kind of relationship works for you. If you want to be in a relationship where your partner has multiple partners, then there are ways to work that out. But if you don't want that, you have to be honest with yourself and do some soul searching and say, is this really workable for me? And only you can answer that question. Now, let me give you a hint. If your gut is clenching, if your throat is clenching, if you feel terrified, then that's a sign this may be, in fact, more than you can work with. But I want to recommend that if you really love this person and you think you can work it out, then go get some help. You know, love comes in many, many forms. And it sounds as if your partner is bisexual, he's coming out, he needs to work on that, and you need to figure out what's right for you and work on that too. Okay, let's get right to our special guest, Deborah Stewart. She's a passionate pioneer in energy medicine. She co-founded Oxygen Research Institute with fellow researcher Norman McVeigh with a doctorate in, we'll find out more. They're located in Marin County. And I want to welcome her to the show right now. Hello, Deborah Stewart.
Hello, Dr. Brenda.
How are you? And tell us right away, what is energy medicine? For those who are going, what are they talking about?
Well, I think the best way to describe it is there is good energy and then there's bad energy. And I think, we know of negative electromagnetic energy fields, for instance, from cell phones and other electrical equipment. But there's also very healing energies. And essentially what we do is we work with frequencies. We have frequencies for healthy heart, healthy eyes, and also, we actually have over 750 different frequencies.
Well,
and we're
start
also
at the beginning. Start at the beginning. When you first started working with frequencies, what led you into this? What did you discover? Because many of our listeners are not going to get it if we jump to describing the different frequencies.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know more about how you discovered it, how you validate what it is. Kind of break that down for us. How did you even get there, Deborah?
Well, I had a vision over 20 years ago, and in my vision, everything was shimmering with energy. And I decided that I was going to energize jewelry and clothing because my background is fashion. And I had been introduced to energy medicine by Dr. Norman McVeigh, and I immediately knew this is what I came to do. I mean, I could just feel I had all these extraordinary awakenings, total activations on every level. I would close my eyes and I would see all my past lives going on at once, like little film clips, and then I'd open them again and I'd
so
be back in present time.
So you were having a deeply intuitive awakening. Now, for
yeah, very much
who
so.
Haven't had that experience, how is that different from dreaming or different from imagining something?
Well, it's very palpable. When you're in a dream state, you wake up. But this was going on while I was in present time, while I was living my life. And it went on for really a couple of weeks. And that's when I knew this is what I came to do.
Now, was it uncomfortable in any way for you to have that happening? All of a sudden you're having these visions and these intuitive urges?
No, I was actually so interested. I was so curious and I was fascinated. And I would just get all these downloads. I mean, seeing past lifetimes and
Everybody, I want you to just understand, you may not have had those experiences, and part of you may be going, what is she talking about, downloads and past lives? I do want to say this. Every one of us has had intuitive experiences, whether you recognize it or not, whether you get a flash, hey, you know, I'm thinking about somebody I haven't thought about in a year, and all of a sudden you run into that person in the grocery store, or you think about somebody and they called you. We've all had intuitive flashes. So I want you to just look at those times in your life when you've gone, oh my God, I was just thinking about you. Or, you know, something told me not to go there. Or somehow I knew things would turn out like this. That's your intuition. And intuition simply means being able to see into it on a deeper level, to see into life. So Deborah is describing a much more accelerated, advanced version of that, because obviously she's somebody who came equipped for a lot of intuitive awareness. But I don't want anybody to feel like they're left out, because we all have it. And we've all had experiences that are sometimes surprising, sometimes they seem ordinary. But intuition is always at work, especially if you work with it, but that's another show. So, Deborah, as you started to feel, okay, I found my path, what did the path look like? Was there something going on in your life that you felt, I really need this energy medicine?
Well, I'd taken a year off, as I said, to figure out what I wanted to do next, because I'd been in fashion, and I love fashion. I may still adore fashion. But I wanted to do something that, for me, had more meaning and significance. And I have a very strong spiritual background, and I wanted to do something, and also metaphysical. And I wanted to do something that would encompass, you know, what I know about design and everything else, and my spirituality and my metaphysics.
Mm-hmm.
And this was it, because it was such an open field.
Now,
and
right there, because I want to make sure everyone in the audience is on this path with us, give us your definition of metaphysics and how that relates to spirituality.
Metaphysics is essentially consciously creating success. I believe we either create our reality or we allow it. And that is really without judgment. But so why not do it consciously? And it's actually an enormous amount of work to become a good metaphysician. It's a lot of work and it's a lot of study, like anything. But I believe it is both an art form and a science. And I think that metaphysics is so interesting right now because...
Now, back up for a sec, because you just said something. I have to ask you. You said we can choose to create our lives or basically just let life happen to us. What are the three most important elements in creating success?
The three most important elements are desire, imagination, and expectation, and we all have them. And like, for instance, you may desire something and you may be able to feel yourself having it. You can imagine it. But oftentimes it's the expectation that is missing because it hasn't happened before. However, if you keep on doing your creative visualizations and the techniques that I choose, that will actually make up for your expectation. You can fill your expectation in, and then you can manifest what you want.
So first have desire, there's something you want. Then is there something you do to activate the desire more, or you just go with the desire?
Yeah, you just go with the desire and don't dampen it down, because oftentimes what will happen is that, you know, you'll have the sort of what I call the negative ego chatter. You know, you'll never do it. You can't. You know, it's you're a failure. All that.
Or like me, my mother's voice used to come on in my head, and she used to say, "Who do you think you are?"
Exactly.
And that voice would come on. "Who do you think you are?" And bless
exactly.
her heart, my brilliant, beautiful mom would have these flashes, you know, of negative behavior, and she would just say that, and it got imprinted in my brain. And I'd catch
of
myself.
Course.
So I'm sure I'm not the only one that's got some kind of negative program that will come on, and how do we deal with that?
Well, a great way to deal with it is really to come into present time. And what I do is, you know, when I hear that negative, you know, that chatter, and for me it's, you know, you'll never amount to anything, you're a failure, you'll never have the life that you really deserve and want. What I do is I catch myself and I say change, just like that. And immediately it shifts. And it's a practice like anything. And
so you're
it brings
focusing
you back
on the thought and saying change. And
yeah,
then
you, just say
you
change.
Choose a new thought. Do you choose a new
yeah,
thought?
You're
practicing
say,
new thought.
I take a deep breath and I just say change. And what happens is I'm immediately back in present time. It's truly a game changer. But you have
so you
to practice
know that
it.
You want to get to present time. So that's part of it. Now what's step two? We go from desire to
well, it's imagination, so you're able to imagine, or say desire. You're able to desire something, so you have a great desire.
Mm-hmm.
And you can imagine yourself having it. You know, you can visualize it or whatever. It's like you can imagine it. For instance, I wanted a really loving, committed relationship.
Who
and
doesn't? Okay,
yes.
all you modern lovers who want that great, loving relationship, listen up.
Yeah, and what I would do is I would imagine myself, and this is just one that I did that I, you know, that was so interesting, and I imagined myself at the kitchen sink. I know this sounds really not very sexy, but I was at the kitchen sink, and I was, I don't know, doing some dishes or doing something, and that the man that, you know, that I was bringing in, he came up behind me, and he put his hands on my waist, and he would kiss my neck, and I would keep on imagining this.
So you're washing dishes and having this great, juicy, imaginative experience. That's not bad. It's a good way to do dishes. I love it. All right, everyone. Don't waste your time when you're washing the dishes or any other
exactly.
mundane task. Use it to imagine your beloved doing whatever it is you'd like your beloved to do. That is your choice. Okay, so now we've imagined, we've kind of done I call it a virtualization. You can see it, hear it, touch it, taste it, smell it. And
right.
then from there, we move
well,
on to step three, which is to expect it. Now, how do
yeah.
you operate expectation?
Well, here's the thing, is that my expectation of really having this amazing man, and I'd also made a list and everything else, you know, writing out what I wanted, but my expectation wasn't high because I'd had, you know, many failed relationships. And to really attract, for me, a man that who really wasn't a narcissist, you know, would be quite an accomplishment. And so I kept on doing my creative visualization. Because the more you visualize something, the more you imagine it, that actually makes up for the expectation. And the creative visualization I would do is just that, but I would imagine it for 33 seconds, exactly 33 seconds. And you put it on your phone. You just put in a timer, you know, on your stopwatch
okay, so
on your phone.
Okay, so for 33 seconds, you imagine. Now, expectation is a different energy. You start
exactly.
expecting that this is so. You know, I actually taught a class once on expectation with a friend of mine who called expectation the tractor beam. And just like you're pulling it to you magnetically. Now, we've got to move on because our time is just, it runs out so fast. Tell us more. This is fascinating stuff, Deborah, and everyone wants that great love life. And here at Modern Love, we want you to have it. But explain to us the benefits of energy medicine.
Well, because I designed clothing, it actually wasn't until I met Dr. Ibrahim Karim that I was able to actually energized jewelry and clothing. And he's a well-known
now,
Egyptologist.
Now, what does that mean, energize it?
Well, energizing is when we have a proprietary technology where we can essentially take a digital photograph and we can download onto that digital image whatever energy that, you know, that people want, or rather that I've designed. And for instance, we have an energy for attract true love. We have another one for loving sexual relationship.
Well, these are going to sell out, everybody. Get ready to get your it's clothes energized with attracting love and being sexy. Okay, not bad. So once you do that, how quickly do people actually start to see and feel results?
Well, I think everybody is different, but here's the key. You're in the because what we resonate at is what we create. So we create an energy field so that it's actually what I would call divine energy. It's really beautiful energy. Where I won't go into a lot of details because I would bore everybody, but it's extremely well balanced. It lifts your resonance, so you're actually in the field of attract true love. But in order to receive it, in order to really bring it into reality, you've got to imagine yourself in that relationship, that really loving relationship. Because if you may have the energy field for attract true love, and we put it on jewelry, for instance, but if you keep on repeating to yourself, you know, it maybe works for other people, it never works for me, or it's never going to happen to me, or
there are no good men here. I hear that
exactly.
All the time.
There are no good
men left, or there all the women here just want my money. I've heard every negative thing you can imagine from people who don't have love, and they're not connecting the dots between their beliefs and what they are creating in their lives. So how do we use energy medicine to clear a path to a loving relationship?
Well, I teach another technique because that's such a good question. So anytime you're feeling, you know, self-doubt or anxiety or fear about ever having that, you know, your true beloved, your true love, what I teach, and you can use my jewelry doing this, but if you don't have the jewelry, all you do is you take your left hand and you put it, say, on your heart. So if your heart is hurting, or your throat, or even your solar plexus, one of those three places. And then with your right hand, you first of all, you feel the emotion, like you feel the anger, or you feel the self-doubt, or you feel the hurt. You're talking about your program that you're doing, about releasing past trauma and hurts. Well, that's in your body. So you want to put your left hand, say, on your heart, and with your right hand, you flick it out like you're flicking water out your fingers, and just feel it. Because it's like you release it, because your energy comes in through your left hand, across your heart, and down your right. And when you do this process, we've been able to show through the heart math technology that your heart rate goes coherent. You're in a no-stress zone. You are reconnected to source energy so that you can receive the gift that life is.
Now, heart math is a great technique, everyone, because visually you can actually see your heartbeat change. And that's a very powerful thing to actually see it change. Stay tuned, because we are going to have another opportunity to have a heart math demo in our live trainings. We've done it before with one of the founders, and it's really something, because if you don't believe it, then sometimes you just need to see it. So, Deborah, we just have a few minutes left. Can you give us just your parting thought for all those modern lovers out there who maybe are struggling in a current relationship or feel lonely but have given up?
Yeah, what I would say is that we are here to have everything we want, because life is a gift and ours is to learn to receive it. And there's the rub. It's the receiving. And receiving is a very active energy. And so anything we have ever desired is already there for us. our, you know, our higher selves or the divine or whoever, you know, however you imagine your helpers, your angels have already created it for you. But our job is to lift our resonance so we can receive it. It's already there. And I think right now what is so very important is when those negative thoughts come up, release them, let them go. And then you reconnect to source energy because you are connected at that point. And then you visualize what you do want. And it is a practice, like anything, like playing the piano or yoga. It's a practice.
So
and
we
to
keep
become good at it.
We build that muscle. Deborah, mm-hmm. This is so helpful. Now, you've got a lot of energy medicine techniques. You've got jewelry. You've got clothes. Everyone, you can check out Deborah Stewart's website. It's HIGHCHI.com. And if you want to clear your energy, she has a lot of wonderful techniques for us, a lot of great things. I'm interested in the jewelry and the clothes. Why not have fashion and jewelry that also attracts love and makes you feel good? All right, thank you, Deborah. It's a pleasure having you as a guest. And everyone, mark your calendar. June 15th here in our Modern Love Training Center, breaking free of invisible wounds, celebrating your light. Once we clear those wounds at a deeper and deeper level, we are able to experience more light, and that's the energy that attracts to us what we need and want in our lives. And also, June 16th on Sunday, join me in Palo Alto at the Palo Alto Unity Center for a deep dive into quantum love, and stay for the workshop I'll be doing afterwards. You can also get tickets to that on Eventbrite. All right, remember the three steps: desire, imagine, and expect the love you've always wanted. Big thank you to Cliff Dunning, who is our executive producer, and to all you modern lovers. I'll see you soon. Blessings.